Yefim Bronfman, one of the world's greatest living pianists, comes to Mid-Michigan this weekend. Current State's Jamie Paisley was able to speak with him briefly last week about a couple of appearances he'll be making. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. And, you know, last spring when all those concert season performance announcements, they were made, you know, Mr. Bronfman's made me personally, being an afternoon classical music host, made me the most excited. And the bonus is that he'll be appearing twice in Mid-Michigan and in two different capacities. First up, a solo recital at the Wharton Center on Sunday. But before that, on Friday, he'll be performing with the Kalamazoo Symphony under maestro Raymond Harvey, playing a piano concerto by Tchaikovsky. Not the wildly famous first piano concerto, but Tchaikovsky's second instead.
Well, I'm trying to make the second also famous, because I think it deserves it. I think it's a fantastic piece, just as good as the first concerto. And it's really a marvelous composition that has not been played that often. And I was surprised that people were eager to have it. A lot of orchestras have never played it, you know, and I think it's nice to have a new cover to the repertoire.
When you're coming to the different sort of orchestras that you perform with, do you reach out to the maestros? For example, have you spoken beforehand with maestro Raymond Harvey of the Kalamazoo Symphony about this?
Not yet, but we'll certainly hope to have a meeting with him before our first rehearsal. That usually the meetings happen before the rehearsal. Well, some conductors don't like to have meetings at all.
Now, it's very possible that Yefim Bronfman's most widely seen appearance wasn't on a concert hall or a YouTube link, but rather on the silver screen.
The Disney artists wanted to create a short film based on Hans Christian Andersen's wonderful fairy tale.
And if you can't place that voice, it's Bette Midler from Disney's Fantasia 2000.
Here is Yefim Bronfman playing the Shostakovich Piano Concerto No. 2 and the Steadfast Tin Soldier.
You made an appearance in Fantasia 2000, introduced by the great Bette Midler, with the Shostakovich opening allegro of the second piano concerto.
Yes.
Is that something that you really strive to do, is bring classical music out of the concert hall and widen the audience?
You know, classical music is good, and it's better than people think sometimes. It's just how to introduce it to the wider audiences has always been on my mind. And I think that what Disney did was a remarkable achievement. I think he introduced the classical to so many kids. And so many families have always come to me and said, well, you know, my kids always watch you on Fantasia, you know, and they love the story. And this, I think it's a marvelous introduction. I wish they did more of that.
We're speaking with pianist Yefim Bronfman, ahead of a couple of appearances he's making in Mid-Michigan this week. The first on Friday with the Kalamazoo Symphony playing Tchaikovsky's second piano concerto. The second of Mr. Bronfman's appearances will be on Sunday at the Wharton Center in East Lansing. This performance, though, isn't alongside a symphony. Instead, Bronfman will have center stage solo in a rather sweet program.
Every program has to have a reason behind it. I think that for this program, I wanted to explore the structure of suite. So I think every piece on the program is in a suite form. Bartok suite, I think Schumann Humoreska is definitely similar vein of structure, although it does not mark a suite, but it's certainly not a sonata form, so it qualifies as a suite for me, because it has a lot of movements, and they're not necessarily related to each other in that particular case. And then, of course, there is a Bergamasque, Suite Bergamasque, as you see, and then there is a three-movement suite from the Petrushka. So I think that's kind of the point of reference for me for that particular programming. And I think that Debussy and Stravinsky have a lot in common. And in a way, Debussy and Schumann also have a lot in common. You know, I think Debussy was looking up to Schumann when he was writing this music, because it's very picturesque and very descriptive, and very much in a way in a language, impressionistic language, but in a very romantic way.
Rounding out Bronfman's Warden Center program on Sunday of solo piano suites, or those multi-movement, fairly disconnected works, is a piece by Hungarian Béla Bartók, which is harmonically complex but masked by the simplicity of the folk music inspiration, one of Bartók's great loves.
It's very much inspired by folk music. And I think that is a very simple piece. I think that one can always say it's early Bartók, and yet it has a bite of his later compositions already in the second and third movements of this piece. It's a great prelude to a Schumann big work. It is written in the same key as a Schumann. It's a very melodious piece, you know, in spite of all the motoric background. A very romantic piece, I think.
Efim Bronfman, appearing with the Kalamazoo Symphony, Friday, September 16th, playing the Tchaikovsky Second Piano Concerto. More information at kalamazoosymphony.com for that Miller Auditorium performance, as well as appearing Sunday, September 18th, at the Wharton Center on the Michigan State University campus for a solo performance with music of Bartók, Schumann, Stravinsky, as well as Debussy's Suite Bergamasque, including the famed Clair de Lune. More information about that performance at the Wharton Center Great Cobb Hall at whartoncenter.com. Efim Bronfman, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.